Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast for Friday, February 6, 2015. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and we are here to talk toys for the last time before Toy Fair, because it's generally difficult to get these things uploaded on the road. And to be honest, as of next Friday, I'll probably just be setting up a booth somewhere in the bowels of Javits Center. So, you won't hear from me next week, but you'll probably hear from me the week after, and I'll probably be real tired, but I'll have a lot to talk about. But this week, let's talk about movies and toys. Number one at the box office last week, American Sniper had $30.6 million. It was followed by Project Almanac with $8.3 million, Paddington with $8.2 million, Black or White with $6.2 million, and The Boy Next Door with $6.0 million. New this week, Jupiter Ascending, Seventh Son, another SpongeBob movie, and more in limited release. Since we're off next week for Toy Fair, it's worth noting and warning you, 50 Shades of Grey is out, as well as Kingsman: Secret Service, Accidental Love, and more limited and or Valentine's Day releases. In the news, The Hobbit hit $900 million worldwide this week, which is why they made three of them instead of one or two. The Daredevil trailer for the new Netflix series has hit the web. And I didn't take that many notes for news, so, yeah. On sale, Entertainment Earth. iCup! You remember iCup. Well, it's not the joke iCup, but it's an actual sale. And it's going on right now, and it's buy one, get one, 40% off for a limited time, specifically until Tuesday. You can get aprons, mugs, tumblers, glass huggers, and much more from Star Wars, Archer, Wonder Woman, Simpsons, Big Bang Theory, and other stuff. Hurry, 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 because the sale is almost over. In toy news, we found out some new interesting Combiner Wars Generations toys were revealed in a new app. The Transformers app shows Combiner Wars Cyclonus, which looks like a retooled Silverbolt from the that line, so that's exciting. And also we see a new toy called Viper, which is Power Glide, but with a new head and Cobra Rattler deco. So it's kind of one of the first, or very few, G.I. Joe Transformers. Very exciting. Biff Bang Pow announced six new retro Twilight Zone 3¾-inch action figures. Santa Claus, Dr. Bernardi, a nurse, a bandage patient. All those are from Eye of the Beholder. Not Santa Claus, of course. Anthony Fremont, and the Three-Eyed Venusian. You can check all those out on entertainmentearth.com today. Pre-orders are open. DC Comics and Biff Bang Pow have announced plans to join forces to make something that will be revealed later. I don't know what it is yet. The half-truth. But we're not allowed to talk about it yet, so you'll hear about that when there is something to talk about. New exclusives this week include the Batman 75th Anniversary Rainbow Batman Purple Pop Vinyl. This entertainment exclusive is one of six, and be back next week for the next color. I won't be here because Toy Fair is here, and I gotta do whatever it is I do there. But before I go, don't forget to check out new arrivals, including the LEGO 2015 product line, which we started to get in stock. Check our website for availability. And the Star Wars Rebels Ezra Bridger lightsaber from Hasbro. We've got that, too. We also put up new pre-orders. Spider-Man 24-karat premium Hikari Sofubi vinyl action figure. It's not really gold, but it's painted gold, so it looks pretty neat. Star Wars Darth Vader Fabrications plush figure, that's up. The Star Trek Next Generation USS Enterprise NCC-1701-D Enterprise is up and bobbling, the bobble ship. And we also added the Living Dead Dolls Discover the Creature from the Black Lagoon doll. Pretty neat. Check it out. And that's all. I will get back to you most likely in about 2 weeks, unless I can somehow record a podcast on the road and have it up like the day I get back. Possible. Not so sure if it's likely, but it's very possible. So have a great couple of weeks. Enjoy reading about Toy Fair on your favorite social media, for example, Ent Earth on Twitter, Entertainment Earth on Facebook, or maybe even the news.entertainmentearth.com blog. These are all great places to check out. So go see them. See you next week. I need a real sign-off one of these days.